Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters. The Top Cat is engaging in a little R&R on the high seas, but we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we have got a great show coming up for you, but we do want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible, including the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park. And in fact, we will be broadcasting live from the park next Wednesday at 1 p.m. So that'll be an afternoon show. We're going to be talking about all things related to Veterans Day, which, believe it or not, is just around the corner. Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Agency, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly, Daphne's hottest place for chow, the Waterfront Restaurant at 1 Yacht Club Drive, the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisa Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And, of course, we do want to thank all our sponsors, and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook, and you can check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. And coming up later on SBN, we're going to be joined by our very own Doc in the Box. Well, she's kind of confined box right now. We'll have to talk to her a little bit about that. Dr. Tanya Butler, and we'll also speak with Ashley Bell from the Fairhope Kiwanis Club about their upcoming gumbo. And Tom's tirade, he put one in the can. It's You've Come a Long Way, Baby. It's a good one. But first, it's an honor to be joined on SBN by the general manager of the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne, Ms. Corey Gaston. Corey, thank you for joining us, and thank you and the crew for all of that you do for our veterans, military, and first responders.
Thank you for having me on tonight. It's a pleasure as always.
Great, great. Well, I'm certain this was a beautiful day out there at the waterfront with beautiful blue skies, and yet there's no better place to catch a sunset than there at the waterfront.
That's true. It is a great place, and even with the colder weather, this week we'll be bringing over our heaters from storage. And so we'll have a heated patio so you can still enjoy the great outdoors while enjoying the dining and sitting outside and staying warm.
That is wonderful. This is my favorite time of year. You can sit out there, a little bit of a chill under the heaters, and enjoy some fantastic food. There's always something great going on over there. So what do you have to share with us?
So we have got coming up 2 weeks from this Friday, we have a special live performance. We've got Marina, the fire-eating mermaid. She's down, and she's from South Florida, and she performs down there in a mermaid show and does this whole act where she does fire twirling and eating, you know, these batons and stuff. And so we're going to have her out on Friday night from 6 to 8. She's going to do a little live show, a little meet and greet. She'll be in town in association with the Fairhope Film Festival that's going on. She's got a short film that's being done with the Fairhope Film Festival. And so we're going to have her come out and entertain everyone. She'll also be at our sister restaurant, Sunset Point, on Thursday night for those of you who can't make it to see us on Friday night. Obviously, we'd love to have everybody there Friday night. But for those who can't come Friday night, she will be Thursday night performing at Sunset Point.
All right, great. And well, you've got two fantastic locations there on the water for those events. The fire eating mermaid,
is that right?
I hear that correctly?
So it's a free event. Just come out and enjoy some dinner and watch the show. We'll have some tiki specials going on in association with the whole mermaid theme. We'll have tiki drinks, some special tiki food, and then a live performance by the fire eating mermaid.
Outstanding.
So it's a very interesting night.
It sounds like it, especially if you have a few of those adult beverages.
Exactly. A good time for everyone.
Nothing like watching a mermaid that eats fire after you've had maybe a couple of those bushwhackers or whatever y'all are serving up over there.
Exactly. From 6 to 8 on November the 14th.
Wonderful. So we've got a couple of weekends to get ready for that. Now I know you are always you always have some specials that you're running. Any of that that you've got on the menu? Anything? Any new dishes that they've come up with?
Well, lately, our fresh fish this week has been the sea bass, and it's gone over really well. Lots of great reviews. We've been doing like a Tuscan cream sauce on top of it. And then we always do Taco Tuesdays, with a different taco every Tuesday, and $5 margaritas. And then Wednesday, which is today, is our cheeseburger day, where you can come after from 2 to close every Wednesday and get a $7 cheeseburger. And you can't get that, you know, I don't even think at a fast food restaurant for $7. So.
Oh, gosh, no.
That's
not,
every
not,
Tuesday
not
from
at all.
2 to close.
Yes. Now, are you? I know at one point y'all were doing trivia. Is that still running?
We do not do trivia anymore, but we do still do bingo every Monday night in our bar, and that's always bingo for charity. So cards cost $1 to play, but the money goes to support a local charity, and we do a different charity each month. This past month has been Bras Across the Causeway, which is a local breast cancer charity that helps women, you know, not only with like seeking medical treatment, but just helps them, you know, pay maybe their bills, buy some groceries, get some transportation to and from, you know, their appointments and stuff. So that's the charity we've been supporting this month.
Oh, wonderful. And so that's Monday nights at what time?
Monday nights. Yes. It starts at 6 and we run happy hour, all night that night. So 6 to close for happy hour as well. But bingo starts at 6 and we play 8 rounds every Monday. Lots of great prizes to win. So
if somebody doesn't show up at 6, can they still jump in and join?
Oh, yeah, certainly. You can join in at any time, play as many rounds as you like, or, you know, if you want to play one round, that's great. If you want to play all 8, we encourage that. And there's great prizes, like I said, and lots of good hospitality going on.
Well, that's wonderful. Sounds like fun. Now I know it's still we've still got a college football and pro football. Now you all have TVs up, so if folks come out on the weekends, they can catch those games, right?
Exactly. We have over 15 TVs in our restaurant, 3 of which are outside, so you can still enjoy dining outside and watching your favorite team play. And then we've got several TVs inside as well for those of you who don't want to possibly brave a little bit of the chilliness this weekend. You can sit inside and enjoy the comfort of the heat.
Outstanding. That sounds wonderful. Now, of course, we've got Halloween coming up soon. Or do y'all have anything going on there? You just want everybody to come out in their costume?
I mean, everybody come out in their costume. All of our staff will be dressed up. And so we'll be having a great time as always. We've got live music going on Friday night. So maybe if you take your kids trick-or-treating, maybe you come on down. Enjoy a nice adult beverage and some live music.
And if you don't have kids, just come on down. Wear your costume.
Just come on
and,
down.
And,
exactly.
There
exactly. All the staff will be dressed in costumes, so it'll be a good time.
Yeah. Hopefully we won't have any fire-eating mermaids that show up on Friday.
No.
We don't want to spoil that. But the fire-eating mermaids.
No, we don't need any
coming,
amateurs.
Yeah. No. Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Well, Corey, again, thank you so much for joining us. In fact, we're going to be talking about the gumbo cook-off with a couple of our guests here coming up. But thank you. And again, all the folks over there for everything that you do for the community and our military and veterans.
Fighting soldiers from the skies.
All right. Thank you again, Corey. Oh, great, great. Thanks, Corey. Hey, on the other side of the break, we're going to be talking with our doc out of the box, veteran Dr. Tanya Butler, when we return to the Scuttlebutt.
Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand through the podcast thing, you can find our podcasts. They're normally up by the next day on the FM Talk 106.5 app. You can get it at the Android Google Play or the Apple Store. And Tom's Tirade is up on CastBox.fm. And it's always an honor and privilege to be joined on SBN by a veteran, our doc stuck in the box right now, Dr. Tanya Butler. Hey, Doc, welcome to SBN. And again, thank you for your service.
Thank you. Yes, I am literally stuck in a box these days.
Well, you know, it's no surprise that the reason you're stuck in the box is because you were out in the field working with our veterans. So, you know, gosh, what happened?
Yeah, I tore my Achilles tendon. I was working the national, the veterans summer sports clinic. It's the adaptive sports clinic that's held in San Diego every year. It's an amazing event where we bring in 150 disabled vets from all across the country to participate in five sports. And of course, my sport is the adaptive kayaking. And so, you know, we fly out on Saturday and our first team comes in on Monday. And I hate to say it, but I was injured on Monday, the very first day, 5 minutes before the vets got there. And if, I would like to say that it was, you know, something amazing. But no, I just simply stepped off the edge of the sidewalk the wrong way. And my Achilles tendon snapped. But, you know, of all places where it could happen, I'm in an adaptive clinic. And so as long as I was in a boat, I could still do my job.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I figure if you're all the way out there, it's going to take something more than that. There's probably going to have to be some blood and, you know, some a broken bone that's sticking through to stop you from getting out there with them.
Absolutely. They told me, you know, not to get in the boat, sit on, you know, the side and, you know, watch. And I was like, are you crazy? I said, if we could put amputees and spinal cord injuries in a boat and get them out there kayaking, you can put me in a boat and there's nothing I can't do out there. I'm useless on land. So I worked all week and had to come home and wait for Labor Day to be over and go in for surgery 2 days later.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Well, how was the, were you on crutches on the flight home and everything?
Oh, I was on a knee scooter, and I do not recommend it in navigating airports, multiple airports doing this. So, no, it was quite a challenge, and, yeah, highly not recommended.
Right. I can only imagine. I can only imagine that the whole tearing the Achilles is just one of those. I cringe just thinking about that.
Well, I have to say Delta was so very kind to me. They actually upgraded me to first class and put me in seat one, looking at me, knowing that I couldn't walk or anything to get back to my seat in the back of the plane. So, you know,
on the knee scooter, nonetheless.
No, you can't take that on a plane. So they had to check it in, and I said, I don't know how I'm going to get on.
So, yeah, because obviously you're going to attack the cockpit with your knee scooter, with a bone Achilles. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I got a pity upgrade, which, you know, was fine with me. I was right there in seat number one.
Wow. Well, you know, I've heard a lot of stories about people, the things that people do to get upgraded, but I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Well, there's a first for everything, and, you know, it worked for me. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, it was just, it was not the best flight. I wish I could say, you know, it was the best flight getting home, but, you know, it was crazy. But, you know, I'm healing. You know, nothing's going to keep me, you know, from doing what I need to do and helping in the ways I can. So, you know, I can't sit between four walls without going crazy.
Oh, I can. So, I can absolutely imagine. I'm the same way. I would go. Like I told you, I would go stir crazy, I think.
Yeah.
So I know you are still active and involved and plugged in with all of your contacts. And of course, it probably helps a little bit with your medical background to kind of understand the healing process and everything that has to go on there.
It does, but it doesn't make it any better knowing that, you know, it sometimes makes you more impatient. But, you know, I couldn't do it without my friends in the American Legion and American Legion riders who give me, rides to all my appointments, make sure I go to the grocery store. They built ramps for my house. You know, they took good care of me. And, you know, this is what we do, you know, vets helping vets. And we have such a great community. I could not have done it without them.
Oh, well, that's great. You know, when you think about that veterans community, you never think that it's going to apply to you. You know, you're always, obviously, you're always the one that's out there on the front lines helping yeah. veterans out in the local community. And it's always great when that comes back home for you.
Well, and sometimes it makes it difficult to, you know, ask for help. But, you know, there are lessons in all things. And so, you know, with that being said, I want to tell you how excited I am with, you know, November is Veterans Month. I mean, we've got, you know, all kind of Marine Corps birthdays. We've got Veterans Day. We've got everything coming up. And, you know, the American Legion, we have, City of Fairhope Veterans Day Parade is November 8th, and we will be participating in that. And this year's Veteran of the Year comes from the Eastern Shore American Legion, and that will be Frank McArdle this year. So he'll be riding in the old fire truck for the Veterans Day Parade. And from that, we go straight over to the Gumbo Championship that is sponsored by the Fairhope Kiwanis. And, you know, we will have tents there for, we're participating in the championship gumbo cook-off, and we'll be recruiting for new members with Auxiliary, the Sons of American Legion, and the Legion itself.
Great, great. Well, that certainly sounds like a wonderful opportunity to be able to, you know, to share what the American Legion does in the community there. I know they're very active in the community already, but you're always looking to continue to grow those Legion posts. Throughout the state, and certainly down here in South Alabama. So are you part of the gumbo cooking team? Are you a taster, or?
Oh, I'm a taster. You know, I walk around and I, you know, I taste everyone's gumbo. And so I am not, I do not cook gumbo. I am, you know, I'm just an old hillbilly and we didn't have gumbo, but, you know, I can, you know, make the best chili, you know, and win some chili cook-offs, but not gumbo. I will taste everybody's gumbo and I'll let you know who my pick of the champions will be.
So, yeah, so you're sort of like the stealth mode going around and you know, and checking out all the competition.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so I know everybody is asking the question because I get emails and messages on Facebook every day. When is the new American Legion building opening? And I wanted to tell everybody that our grand opening is November 14th. We finally have a date, and we will be doing ribbon cutting, everything. The new building is beautiful. There's still, you know, we're not ready yet, but we will be ready on November 14th. And November 11th here for Veterans Day, we will be doing our annual barbecue that we sell out of every year. The Sons will be making the barbecue. We have a little ceremony before then, but then you can come by and get your plates of barbecue. And, of course, it's always free to veterans. And then, you know, there's a $16 charge for non-veterans. I'm going to tell you, they fill these plates so full that it's enough for three meals if you're, you know, someone like me.
And what time, what time is all that?
So that's the grand opening on the 14th. It starts at 2 o'clock. The ribbon cutting will be at 2 o'clock. And then we will have our restaurant for the new Legion will open at 4. And the tiki, depending on weather, will open up around the same time. Everybody's wanting the tiki open. And we'll have live music starting at 4 o'clock as well.
Great. And so all of that is on the same location of the old site, of the old post, correct?
Absolutely. You can't miss it. It's a beautiful building, and it'll be all weekend full of events.
Wonderful. Well, speaking of events, on the other side of the break, we're going to be talking with Ashley Bell from the Fairhope Kiwanis Club about the gumbo cook-off and all the information that you'll need for that. So, Doctor, thank you so much for being with us, and best of luck on your recovery.
Thank you. Always my pleasure.
Take care.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
I've been a soldier since I was 19, and I still haven't learned how to wait for it. I wanted a mission for my sins. They gave me one.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live at 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters. Co-host Tom is off on a little excursion, but we're glad you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And again, a programming note, next week we will be broadcasting live from the USS Alabama at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So we'll be out there kind of doing a pre Veterans Day show. And of course, we do want to thank the folks that helped make the show possible. The Battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer Colin Kimmerly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly. And one of our newest sponsors, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, Miss Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady. Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at One Yacht Club Drive, the Charlie Wilson Agency, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And it is a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Ashley Bell from the Fairhope Kiwanis Club and the upcoming Gumbo Cook-Off. Ashley, welcome to SBN.
Hey, Kel. Thanks an awful lot. It's good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. I got the information about this event, and I have to say it hits close to home. My mom was from Thibodaux, Louisiana. So I learned at an early age about a wooden spoon and not burning a roux.
Well, that's the roux is the most important part, as you well know.
It absolutely is, and I learned you better not burn that because Mama's not going to be happy, and you're going to have to start over.
Yeah, and you will have to, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So this sounds like a fantastic event. So, is this relatively new, or has this been going on for a while?
Well, no, Cal, this is our 14th annual. And I've been doing it, I'm thinking for 10, this is my 10th one. So I moved here in 2012 and started joined Kiwanis 2013 and then started doing this right after that. So it's been really fun. It's really quite family oriented, and when we in the last 3 years we've started participating with the American Legion as a partner, mm-hmm. and it's really been good for everybody.
That sounds great. Now, real simple. When is it?
It's November 8th, and as Tanya said, we'll have the Veterans Day Parade in Fairhope. And then right after that, folks can go up and go to the Coastal Alabama, the Halstead Amphitheater, and we'll start. Doors will be open at 11 o'clock to 2:30.
Okay. So the parade is earlier, and then they can make it to, you said, the Halstead Amphitheater at Coastal Alabama Community College. So two different sites, but 11 a.m. is when it will open to the public.
Yep, to 11 to 2:30.
11 to 2:30. Well, fingers crossed, we'll have great weather like we're looking at right now, because I know when you're out there doing one of these cook-offs, you're out there and you're trying to heat stuff up or make that gumbo, and it can get a little hot out there. So hopefully we'll have some good weather for it. But now, obviously, the event is open up to the public, but you mentioned it's family-oriented. So what are some of the events you might have for the kids?
Well, what we have a bouncy house. We've got a big slide. And we also have face painting for the kids. And we'll be having Cammie's ice cream is going to be there. For the kids also. And
great.
It really is. It's really been pretty good over the years. A lot of people start coming, we have with the bandstand, and it's just really a nice venue. So parents get a chance to watch the and listen to the music, and the kids can go play. And it's, really a very nice, closed in area, so very safe for the kids, and we really look forward to it.
Now, you mentioned the band, bandstand. Do you have a band that's going to be playing during the event?
Yeah, it's called White Lang, and it's a number of the guys had from the Marlow Boys band, and it's Joe Langley and his friends and brother, and it's this will be the third year in a row. They they're playing really nice cover band, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds great. So yeah, like you said, now should folks bring their own chairs?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have tables and chairs right there in front of the bandstand, and then people can bring their chairs and sit down and enjoy the day. And I'm actually, when you talk, we've changed the date over the last, used to be the middle of October, and there's times it gets so hot, people really aren't really interested in too much gumbo. But moving it with the Veterans Day parade is a little more conducive to to eating gumbo.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm kind of partial. There's never a bad time to eat gumbo, but I don't know if I want to do it if it's 89 degrees outside with plenty of humidity.
It really does. But it looks like I've been looking at the weather report, and it looks like it's going to be mid 60s or so. So that's what we're hoping. It's going to be sunny, and it'll be a great day.
Great. Now, I know you said it runs till 2:30.
Right.
But so the folks, I guess people can purchase a ticket, and then they can go around and taste all the gumbo.
Yep. It's the tickets are $10 before and $15 day of, and 12 and under are free.
Okay. Now, real quick, if someone wants to purchase a ticket in advance, how should they do that?
Well, they can go to the Fairhope store has tickets, and they're playing, or any Kiwanian, or my name is, my phone number is on the brochure, and any other Kiwanian will have tickets right up into that day.
Okay. Now, can they go online for tickets?
And we'll have Eventbrite.
Okay.
And then they can also come in, and we'll have Venmo, and be able to use credit card or cash to come in day of.
Great. Now, we only got about 30 seconds left.
Okay.
But are you still looking for teams? Are you full?
This will be, by Friday. Right now, we've got about 29 teams, and all the way from restaurants to individuals, and it's really a nice mix. We've got Pearl Restaurant, all the way up to Sandy Sansing Ford, and Boudreaux's, and then a bunch of individual folks that want to cook gumbo.
Sounds great. So again, it is starts at 11 on Saturday, November 8th, right after the Fairhope Veterans Day Parade. It's there at the Halstead Amphitheater on the Coastal Alabama Community College. So Ashley, thank you so much for all the great information. Thank you for what you and Kiwanis do in the community. And obviously, thanks for bringing some great gumbo to folks.
Well, we'll look forward to it. And come in and join us. We'd love to have you.
Sounds wonderful. So yes, get out there. EasternShoreKiwanis.org is a website. More information there, but that is November 8th. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Cal. Have a good evening.
All right. On the other side of the break, Tom's tirade.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Newsflash. New studies have shown that as the military prepares to put more female troops in the ground combat units, the VA can expect more of those females to be hit with injuries that are consistent with being boots on the ground. I wonder how much damn money they wasted on that. The study says that while no one can yet say what that really means in terms of increased costs for treatment or disability payments, both the Army and the VA believe that women will be at greater risk for musculoskeletal injuries. I mean, come on. That must have had some damn geniuses working on this stuff. One of them, Dr. Sally Haskell, VA Deputy Chief Consultant for Women's Health Services and Director of Comprehensive Women's Health, said, "I don't think there is a way now to say exactly what the experience will be, but I expect as more and more women go into these physically demanding roles, we may see an increase in these injuries." Sheer damn genius. That's tantamount to saying that the Air Force would likely have an increase in sprained ankles if they actually had to run their physical fitness test instead of taking them on a damn computer. Of course, advocates for women serving in direct combat units say the problem may be overcome without lowering standards by improving training and fitness, while critics say nothing is more to change the fact that women are not built to be in the infantry. Just ask the Marines. They recently abandoned their 3-pull-up PFT requirements for women. 3 damned pull-ups. That's okay, honey. There's always the wild blue yonder. Haskell also said the VA already has begun ramping up services for women, including establishing a group of physicians, you better get a bunch of them, that are experts in women's health care. This program specifically includes sessions in musculoskeletal health. Women generally in and out of the military incur musculoskeletal injuries at rates at least somewhat higher than men, she said. That makes perfect damn sense. Let's put additional stress on the people most likely to be injured by the additional stress. Haskell was not the only genius consulted on this project. Dr. David Seafew, the VA's National Director for Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, said last year that women carrying the same loads as their male counterparts in the infantry risk more of those kinds of injuries, given the ratio of their size and strength to the packs. A typical infantry soldier carries a load of about 80 pounds. Let me translate that for you. A 200-pound male carrying an 80-pound pack is less likely to be hurt than a 120-pound female trying to hump the same damn pack. And I might add, he is more likely to end up carrying either A, the other pack, B, the other soldier, or C, both when the other soldier breaks down in the field. Now, before you go all code pink on me, let me say that I have no problem with women serving in our military. They play a vital role in our success on the battlefield. However, no amount of social experimentation with our military by the progressive left will change the fact that men and women are not created equally, thank God, when it comes to their physical attributes. The Buck 20 beauty queen is not meant to carry that 80-pound pack any more than the star quarterback is meant to carry a bouncing baby at full term. Or as retired Rear Admiral Hugh Scott said, as long as women are going to have babies, their pelvis is designed as a birth canal. It's designed for that to happen. It's not conducted to heavy load bearing. No amount of Charlie Foxtrot committee meetings will change this fact. And for the most part, I don't want them to. And no, this is not where I go all Phil Robinson on you and tell the women to get back in the kitchen all barefoot and pregnant, which was, I mean, you know, okay. However, I have enough common sense and social decency to understand that while there are some women, very few, who can tackle the challenges of life in a ground combat unit, the majority are not built to last in this environment. By allowing politicians and social progressivists, most of whom have not served in uniform, much less experienced ground combat, to manipulate our women in uniform to push a social progressive agenda is alarming and destructive to the faith that these women must have in their leadership throughout the chain of command. Those in favor of women in combat will, of course, claim that this is all about women's freedom, emancipation, and empowerment. Ironically enough, these same claims were used by the makers of Virginia Slims. The cigarette brand that was induced and marketed to young women in the 70s and 80s with the slogan, You've come a long way, baby. Of course, they were selling death and disability along with this newfound equality. Ironically, every course on leadership in the military focuses on the fact that as a commander, the welfare of your troops is the number one concern outside of the completion of the mission. Most often, the two can be accomplished without compromise. However, with the current crop of bureaucrats in Congress and Obama in the White House, combined with leadership in the military that has been purged into prostration, it is our military men and women in this particular case that stand to suffer. Actually, that should be stand up, ruck up, and step out to suffer. You may have come a long way, baby, but there are still miles to go on this hump, and the politicians plan to ride you to the very end. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. Now step it out. Hey, 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 hello.
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Hold up, sir!
So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and broadcasting on the internet at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters. Co-host Tom is taking a little R&R. He didn't spend enough time on the boats when he was in the Marines. So at his tender age, he decides he wants to go cruising. And that's not in one of his classic cars. So he'll be back with us next week when we will again be broadcasting from the battleship. And that program will air at 1 p.m. from the battleship there on Mobile Bay. But we're just a couple of Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, you know, although that tirade was recorded, it's 10, 12 years ago at this point, with the changes that we're looking at to the ethos of the military under the current Trump administration, and I think the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, has said it best. He said, you know, we're done with the exceptions. You know, we're going to put a standard out there. I think he said we're done with fat generals and admirals, I think he was saying that to a bunch of generals and admirals that he had called back to Virginia. But I think it goes back to that concept of, you know, we have no problem with women serving in our military, but we have certain standards that we expect you to meet because we want to have a fighting force that is ready to go to battle. And I think that's what that entire concept is about. You know, there's no more of this, I hate to say it, DEI, but think about it. You know, it's like, yeah, you're going to kind of get the social promotion. Yeah, so yeah, you couldn't really do the pull-ups, but we've got this program over here. Or, yeah, you really couldn't throw the hand grenade where you were supposed to, but we'll give you some exceptions. And if you've ever been in that situation where you've had to pull the pin and throw it, you don't want that thing landing anywhere but where you want it to go, which is normally far away. But so it is a change back to that sort of warrior ethos. I was talking with Tom about this. There is a new series on Netflix that, and I'm not promoting Netflix, but that's all about Marine Corps boot camp. Although it has changed dramatically through the years, my father was a World War II Marine, and he has some stories to tell me from when he was in boot camp. They're still making Marines like they should, and they don't give that EGA away to anybody. You were supposed to be there. You're supposed to earn it. And it is not a social promotion. You don't graduate without earning that. So
that's why I brought that, pull that tirade up. I thought there was a little bit of information in there that really applied to our current situation. On a good note, I heard, that Vice President Vance, mentioned today in one of his speeches that it looks like they're going to find a way to pay our, folks in uniform, even through the Democratic-led government shutdown. So thank you for joining us. We got a lot of good information, a lot of good events coming out, coming up here soon. So get out and enjoy what, as Dr. Tanya said, Veterans Month. But that's going to close tonight's edition of the SBN. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.